It's great to be here. But before I begin the talk, why don't we pray together? Please join me in praying in Our Father and the Hail Mary for all those who will one day listen to this, God willing. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, a young Catholic woman was dating a young Protestant man, but she didn't want to marry him unless he became a Catholic. So she asked her mother, "Mom, start praying for my boyfriend so he'll become a Catholic." The mother said, "Yes, we'll start praying. I'll start saying some prayers. I'll have a novena said for him, and maybe he'll see the light." Well, a few months went by. The daughter comes back, says, "Mom, it's working. He's starting to attend Mass with me." The mother said, "Oh, this is terrific. We'll keep up the prayers. I'll get your father to say a few prayers. We'll spread the word around. I'll have a Mass said for him. And then, God willing, he'll see the light." Well, a few months went by, and the daughter came back and said, "Mom, keep up the prayers. He's very close. He started meeting with Father Murphy for instructions in the faith." Well, the mother said, "That's terrific. I'll get the nuns to pray. We'll really pour it on now." Well, a couple days went by, and the daughter said, she came back home and said, "Mom, stop the prayers. Tell the nuns to stop praying. Tell Dad to stop praying." The mother said, "What's wrong?" And the girl said, "He wants to become a priest." Well, today I'd like to share with you what Catholics believe and invite you to learn more about the Catholic faith, to look into this beautiful religion of ours. Well, first, what do we have in common with our brothers and sisters in Christ? We as Christians believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We believe in the Trinity, that God is one and yet three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that Jesus Christ is the second person of the Trinity. He became man through the incarnation, that he is our personal Lord and Savior, that Jesus died on the cross for each one of us, that he died, rose from the dead, and ascended into heaven. Jesus opened the gates of heaven. He now sits at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. We as Christians believe in heaven and in hell. We believe as Catholic Christians, as well as you, those of you who are not Catholic Christians, perhaps part of our brothers and sisters in Christ of other denominations, we believe that the Bible is the inspired, the infallible, and the inerrant Word of God. We believe in the Ten Commandments, the Beatitudes, the teachings of Christ, in baptism, matrimony, the importance of daily prayer, the importance of reading sacred scripture, daily devotions, and we have a common respect for the sanctity of human life. So that's what we have in common with our brothers and sisters of other denominations. Today, though, I'd like to have you consider the Catholic faith. And I would like you to pray to the Holy Spirit to open your mind and heart to God's truth. They say the mind is like a parachute. It works best when it's open. So I hope today to unfold for you the beauty of Catholicism. I'd like to give you five reasons to consider the Catholic faith. But before I do that, let me just share what the Holy Spirit has been doing in recent years in the Catholic Church, with so many converts coming into the Catholic Church. Later on, go to your computer and type in the words Catholic converts into some search engine, and you'll come up with a list of men and women that have become Catholic in recent years. When I printed this list out just a few days ago, I was amazed to see what the Holy Spirit has been doing in the Catholic Church, of bringing in so many well-known people into the Church. In recent years, we've had the conversion to the Catholic faith.